A new article condemns the unvaxxed for not doing enough to warn their fellow humans of known and potential vaccine risks. It seems to be a parody of another article and would be right at home on the satirical website of the Babylon Bee. The article's message fits perfectly with the patterns of the past years. First of all, dissidents have been viciously condemned, ridiculed, insulted, and excluded this whole time. The so-called anti-vaxxers have been condemned for endangering public health by spreading so-called medical misinformation, thereby causing vaccine hesitancy. Next, they are likely to be condemned for spreading too little so-called misinformation and not causing enough vaccine hesitancy. Second of all, the victim mindset is common nowadays. In this dysfunctional mindset, others are not only blamed for causing all your problems, but are also expected to solve all of them. The individual feels or takes no responsibility for preventing and solving their own problems. It's always someone else's fault and responsibility. Here's the full article.
They knew. Why didn't the unvaccinated do more to warn us? The unvaccinated knew what we didn't. Some of them said too little. Most said nothing at all. A lot of blood is now on their hands. As the world struggles to come to terms with the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, one question that continues to surface is why the unvaccinated didn't do more to warn us about the potential dangers of being injected. While well-intending citizens lined up, did the right thing, and received their COVID-19 vaccinations, now seeming to do more harm than good, their unvaccinated friends stood by and let them do it. Some of them said too little. Some said nothing at all, even though they knew what we didn't. Our blood is now on their hands. Those are strong words. But the unvaccinated had access to important information about the potential side effects of vaccines. They knew about the risks of severe allergic reactions, blood clots, and other serious health complications. They knew that vaccines did not immunize us. They knew it wasn't effective, and that they can cause more harm than good. They knew all of that, but instead of warning us, the unvaccinated chose to remain silent. They chose to look the other way and not speak out about the potential dangers of vaccines. They let millions of good folks who did the right thing, at the time, fall to death and disease, and many anti-vaxxers even gloated online about how their coin flip had been the right bet. The more diabolical even urged folks they disagree with to get boosted. It has become all too clear. The silence of the unvaccinated was a dangerous, sociopathic, and irresponsible decision that has had serious consequences for those of us who received the vaccinations. And silence is, after all, consent. It is time for the unvaccinated to take responsibility for their actions and to work with the rest of us to find a solution to this crisis. We cannot afford to let their selfishness and lack of action continue to harm our communities. It is time for the unvaccinated to step up and do the right thing. The unvaccinated should, by any moral measuring stick, have done more to warn about the potential risks to help us make informed decisions about our health. And they must now ask us for our forgiveness. And, hand to heart, we may just give it to them. Because we are good people. We took those injections because it was the right thing to do until it wasn't.
You might also want to take a look at the comment section.